Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The second baseman, Larval Blanks. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball four. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hobson. Duffy moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Duffy scores. Bell moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Bell steals third. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi strikes out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillard. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Dillard steals second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Evans reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blanks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lynn. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Lynn steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardi moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard fields it and throws to second for the out. Cardi moves to third. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardi scores. Spikes moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spikes moves to third. Fossey moves to second. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Liss hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spikes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fossey scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fisk for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Bell reaches second base with a double. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blanks bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Dick Pohl now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardi scores. Hendrick moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fossey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Liss hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson is hit by the pitch. Evans moves to second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dillard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Dillard reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Burleson moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Murphy now pitching. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pruitt hits a line drive towards third. Hobson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper now playing second base. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Carty reaches second base with a double. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Liss hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pruitt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game. With a double. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Bell reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Kuiper moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. One out. It's 8-3, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards second. Dillard scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice strikes out. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans strikes out. Fossey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Evans out. 2 outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.